Hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. Wow, I already messed that up, Griff, right out of the gate. I'm here with Griffin Hoffman. I am John Stanhope, your host. I'm just going to get shotgun. Matt Lake is here. Ryan Fielder's here. This is episode 88, and go!
Tastes like chicken, John.
Yep. It's the same stuff.
It tastes like chicken.
Soylent Green.
Chicken.
Hey, look at that. The notes are working now.
I'm glad I'm with the show. Don't know now. Any other quotes from Stargate.
Hello.
That was probably in the movie.
That somebody had to have said that at some point, right?
Nope. They actually say hi.
Oh, damn it.
Yep.
Misquoting things already. Son of a bee.
Well, okay. So I heard that. This blew my mind. Curiosity is nuclear powered.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep. We got a nuke on Mars.
Exactly. Curiosity is the like gigantic Mars rover that we sent there recently to like do photography and soil sampling. And yeah, it's just kind of a big thing in NASA right now. But I had no idea it was nuclear powered.
Makes sense.
Yep.
So
there is a nuke with binary treads rolling around on Mars.
I feel like this is just like this is the plot of Stargate, where they send the nuke in through the Stargate with them just in case.
Have you heard all the dumb shit that's on that thing? I'm pretty sure there's Tetris on Curiosity.
I've heard probably a couple things that are stupid, but
there's a sundial.
I'm not a professional. I don't know how that works.
There's a sundial on there.
Maybe there's some reason for that.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Matt, do you think there's a reason for a sundial on a Mars rover?
Yes, there should be.
I have no idea.
If there's
Would you tell us to elaborate?
I'm not sure.
If somebody on Mars finds us some extraterrestrial life, they're going to need a sundial.
It's a 15 minute failsafe. Like, you flick the switch, people turn their keys at NASA, and then all of a sudden, we've launched nuclear war on Mars.
Yep.
And then Mars attacks.
Just in case. In case there's Martians there. Blow them up.
As soon as...
Blow them straight up.
Don't try to talk.
Don't even give them
a chance.
As soon
as Jack Nicklaus becomes a president...
Yep.
Yeah.
This is when all this kicks into motion.
Man, that movie was great.
Yes, it was a great movie. Stupid as crap, but so good. Comic books, way better.
There were comic books,
right? Oh, yeah,
clearly, I was not...
Really weird graphic comic books.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So Curiosity has happened. That's been almost a month going.
Tastes like chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've lost me now.
I had chicken.
Yeah,
did
chicken.
You?
Chicken tender hoagie.
Yeah, that's what I had.
I had mac and cheese.
Everybody's exhausted after food tonight.
Oh yeah, what'd you have, Griff?
Tilapia.
I had a Rachel.
Oh.
Because I like those, but it was subpar. I don't even know if there's
what'd you
like.
Eat?
What is a Rachel?
A Rachel is a Reuben with turkey instead of corned beef.
Oh. I found out today that the red clam chowder is actually referred to as a Manhattan clam chowder.
Yep. Yeah, instead of Boston-style clam chowder.
Yeah, and then there's a third clam chowder that I was not aware of called a Rhode Island clam chowder that has clear broth, which then eludes me as to how it is a chowder, because doesn't it require cheese to be a chowder?
I don't know.
I'm not the expert on the chowder.
So there's a Rhode Island clam.
I like to chow down.
New England, Rhode Island, Boston, and Manhattan.
Oh, there's a Boston?
I thought Boston clam chowder was white clam chowder.
Oh. I wasn't aware that Boston and New England were different in any way.
We should make our own clam chowder.
We should.
That's called corn chowder. Iowa clam chowder is called corn chowder.
Corn chowder.
It's just yellow. That'd be great. I bet you could do that. I bet
cream corn.
Yeah, you just
fake clams and
just make
some butter.
Yeah, it's great.
Land clam
and
it's
we
cowballs.
Should throw in some cheese.
I say we use real
Rocky Mountain oyster chowder.
Gross.
Delicious. Mm. It's clear.
I hate talking.
That's actually what I dip my chowder in.
You dip your chowder.
Yep.
In chowder.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Wow. All this is happening right now.
You should try it.
I don't want to. Maybe I do.
Matt, since you're the only one that didn't update the notes to tell me what you actually did this week, what did you do this week?
I witnessed a crime.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do have stuff on here.
Oh, my goodness.
I wrote stuff,
It's only because I haven't looked at these all afternoon.
Sure.
But I saw a guy run away from the cops, and I think he got away. So that was kind of interesting. He got run over by a cop car on his bicycle. Then he ran into somebody's backyard. The cop went after him. Then the guy comes out of the backyard with a cop somewhere else. And then he runs to my apartment complex and gets in there.
Mm.
And then
you were just watching
all
this?
Well, I was kind of walking along, but he was running past me. And I was just like, I'm not going to get involved in this. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, you're just sitting there sipping your coffee.
I was at the gas station getting some milk.
Nice.
And I was walking back, and I just got to my apartment and then went inside, and I have no idea if he got caught or not. So there was that.
Huh.
Dang. How did he get away in the apartment? Did he dive under the water and hide there?
Well, Well, I'm not sure if he got away,
but... It was the one-armed man!
Yeah, I wish it was the one-armed man. You know the space between...
Wait,
the Dublin...
was this man, in fact, a dumpster?
No, because I would have hit him.
I would have hit him
if it was a dumpster. See, I would have stopped this.
That's not
I don't stand for dumpster crime.
You should have thrown your milk on him.
I'm trying to waste the milk. I don't want to do that.
You should have Samo hunged him and like hit him with like a baguette that you had in your grocery bag.
I could have put my foot out at least, but whatever. This guy and I were just standing there, just looking at him run past us. Then we look at the cop run right after him. We just kind of look and just like kind of shrug and just go about our...
Oh, he did.
Oh,
he,
God.
Are you telling me he ran into Pot Alley and like jumped the fence?
Yeah, between the... The bar and the apartment complex. Yeah, he ran in there later.
Wait, so he was on his bike and got ran over by
a cop car. Hit him.
So did he just leave the bike?
Yeah, he had to leave the bike. He just started sprinting. I'm like, oh crap! I guess this guy
stolen bike. Huh. Yep.
Is this one of those moments where he obviously wasn't doing something illegal, but then was so traumatized that he thought he was?
I don't know if he had like a warrant for his arrest or something, or because I just saw him. Be spooked, go on his bike, and then I saw the lights on the cop car, and then the cop car hit the bike from behind, and the guy just got up and ran.
Do you think they, like, recognized him and meant to run him over?
Well...
It's the bicycle bandit!
I think they were trying to do Pulp Fiction,
where Bruce Willis realizes that that's Ving Rhames and just punches it. Hit him. That's the best thing to do.
I think they were trying to hit him, not injure him, but just try so he didn't get away on the bike.
Yeah.
Just break his hip.
Because, you know, he'll probably get away on that bike when they have a car.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of bypass, I'm sure, around wherever this happened.
I can think of none.
all those sidewalks?
Yeah, there's one alleyway. Two alleyways in all of that location that a car might not fit down. But they're less than a block long.
Yeah, so good luck with that.
So,
suck it, cops.
Like you said, obviously a little traumatized.
Right. So, Matt, you have something down here about movie time?
Yeah, I just watched a couple movies over the weekend. I actually watched Warrior. I thought that was good, except...
We're back here again.
Except what?
No, this will be very short. All I'm going to say is that the wrong fighter won in the end.
I disagree.
Oh, you're wrong, but
I disagree.
Whatever. That's all I got to say about it.
Tom Hardy's a beast in that movie, though.
Yes, he's a beast. I'm not going to spoil it, but...
Dude, you guys should see The Warrior.
Griff, no, thanks.
No, Griff doesn't have to, because Griff hates everything.
Is it in the theaters, or
is it... on Netflix.
Warrior?
Yeah.
All right.
So good.
Netflix instant, so...
It is the Rocky IV of this era.
Oh, I'm watching it tonight. I'm not sleeping.
It's so good, dude. You need to find a
It's pretty good. I was surprised. So
yeah, so was I. And I don't like MMA. So
yeah, I'm not really.
We talked about
MMA.
This.
You want to know what I watched today? That was awesome.
Yes.
Sure. What?
The Raid Redemption.
Jack, don't tell me anything about it. I need to go watch that. I might do that.
I've heard about that film,
God,
dude.
It's so good.
It's a Japanese.
Korean.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's Thai. It's
Asian.
Is it Thai?
It's Asian.
I'm
pretty sure it's
subtitles,
Korean.
But you don't even need to read
No,
anything.
It's Malaysian.
It's awesome. Basically, there's this crime lord. He lives in an apartment. The whole movie takes place in this building. It's 15 floors, and the cops are trying to go up and like take him out, basically. But he's got this place on lockdown. He's like...
Oh.
And...
So it's like Home Alone.
So it's like Dread.
So it's like Home Alone.
And Dread.
Home Alone with a lot of awesome fight scenes, and there's this one crazy dude that is, he like hulks up, I don't know, he just likes fighting, and obviously, go see the movie.
No, thanks.
Huh. Yeah, and I know it's available on one of my multitude of streaming avenues, so it's on my list. It's really high on the list.
Is it more than an hour long?
Yes.
It's like 2 hours. It's
probably about the 90 minute, 100 minute mark. Starting some school, man.
Yeah, school started, so that's a bummer, but whatever. That's all I got to say about that. And
wait, how many classes is that?
I'm only taking 3 classes.
Okay. So it's really keeping you busy though, right? Like it's a pretty heavy workload.
Well, yeah, my capstone's this year, so I got a heavy workload for that. So that's not fun. But other than that, I'm going home this weekend, and I'll actually play a video game and talk about it. I'll play Walking Dead.
That just came out
for PlayStation. So
did it?
I have to wait tomorrow. I have to wait tomorrow because it comes out Wednesday.
I heard it came out on today, PSN, but I haven't checked.
I heard it was supposed to come out today, but I haven't checked either.
PSN is Tuesday, PC is Tuesday, and Xbox is Wednesday.
No, I think it's PSN is today. Or is when Tuesday, and then Xbox and PC are both Wednesday. 28, 29.
Oh, I bet that's just because of the way that
the release schedule falls.
PlayStation updates its market.
Yeah. So I'll actually be able to play that and talk about it next podcast.
Exciting. So
sweet.
I
don't know if I'm going to play that because
it's $5.
You're going to have to convince me, Matt. It's
Griff, you already paid for it.
I already own it. I just... don't know if I want to.
It's already yours. Why would you not?
Because the previews didn't really sell me on it.
Oh,
and
Lord.
2 was meh, all right.
What else are you going to play?
A lot of other games.
Yeah, he's played a lot.
That's
if
true. He's got a big list.
I have a lot of things to play.
Yeah. Ryan, what did you play?
Darksiders 2.
Yeah?
That's all I've been playing.
That's all you've been playing? You didn't get it right. Transformers came out. You know that, right?
I know, but I don't want to get it until I play finish Darksiders 2. Mm-hmm. It's just eating away at me.
I felt the same way. I refused to touch that game until I finished Darksiders 2.
Yeah. Because I like playing Darksiders 2, but I know as soon as I play something else, I'm done playing Darksiders.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's okay. Yeah. That's probably.
I am in the same boat as you.
So
I finished playing Darksiders 2.
Yeah.
Did you finish
sound
playing,
good?
Did no. you finish playing Darksiders 2 as well, right?
I'm very close to the end, but I got to the level where you said where it's just like straight go straight.
Go finish this dungeon. Yep. Like
that's
A to B.
It's not a dungeon. It's not.
It's a hallway.
It's a long hallway that turns.
Sweet.
And you get a big gun. Dude, I wish I could use that gun the whole game.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Grenade launcher gun.
Oh, you're talking about Angel World?
Earth.
You haven't got to the place that I've been telling you about, is the straight walk straight forward and get to the dungeon.
Oh, it literally is straight forward?
Yes.
I thought that was just like a...
No. Angel World is you have to walk around a little bit and solve some puzzles and then go to another puzzle after the puzzle to get to this final puzzle. This is you walk straight forward, puzzle, end. And I was so confused because I went into this final, quote-unquote, final dungeon, and I was like, oh, shit. This is going to be the worst, biggest, just nightmare dungeon of forever. Like, this is going to take me 3 hours just to get through this alone. It took about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I swear there's more to that. Like, I walked through the level, I'm like, there are things here that I have no idea even how to use. Like, there just must be a ton of hidden crap in this dungeon that I didn't care to go and get. Like, extra items, like Pages of the Dead or something.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, because there's a bunch of portals and areas that I didn't explore, and I just got to the end and fought the last, or the penultimate boss, and he was like, well, you will have good luck on your journey, warrior. And then I finished that, and they're like, would you like to finish the game? And I said, yes.
See, I'm excited.
And the last boss fight was the worst boss fight in the entire game.
Yeah. I've noticed the boss fights are... Every time a boss fight comes up, it's, like, worse than the last one.
Yeah.
Like
the second to the last boss fight is the best in the game.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
That I still like the big...
the Shadow of Colossus fight?
Yes.
Yeah. That was good. Awesome. But the second to the last actually forces you to use skills that you've been learning so far in the game,
yeah.
Which is why I really like it.
What you get by skills, you mean weapons?
You have to be good at fighting.
Yeah,
which is the only thing that game does well.
The fighting is amazing. The fighting in that game is like you can just breeze through it, but then if you want to unlock how much depth there actually is in the fighting, there's just more to it, and it keeps coming at you.
It stops pretty quick, actually.
You think so?
Yeah.
All the skills. Left, right. I mean, you could go either way. You probably didn't even do anything on the right side.
Heck no. Yeah. Full max, left side.
What's max on the left side?
Damage.
Just damage? No, that's probably what I would do, too.
Killing things.
That's what I did. But, I mean, if you want to go another route, there's more depth to
it. If you want to play a pet tamer hunter character.
DPS.
No, DPS is left.
DPS is left, yeah.
Right side is your hunter class, which is like you send your minions out to attack dudes, and then you kind of support.
It's a necromancer.
Oh, okay.
It makes sense, right?
Death. Right, sure, sort of. Yeah, why not?
Let me just tell you, worst ending this year.
Worst ending of
worst
the year?
Worst ending to a video game this year.
Are we already see war? Are we already announcing categories for game of the year?
Worst ending of a video game this year.
I'm excited about this. That's the only reason I want to keep playing, because I'm hoping that war...
I won't say anything more except for this. This game could not have happened, and it would not affect the Darksiders mythology.
Perfect.
In terms of storytelling.
I love those games.
Like, the game ends and they're like
there could be
nothing
three horsemen
you did had any consequence on anything, mostly.
Okay, fine.
Here's a question.
And the after the credit sequence is like, it's just some weird, crazy tactile nonsense that literally means nothing.
Should I just go watch that game?
Don't even play it.
Just watch it, YouTube it.
Don't even bother.
Oh, okay. Well, how am I supposed to know if it's the worst ending ever?
I don't care. It's just it's not even worth it, man. Like,
I'll play it. Don't
worry. Mass Effect is much better ending than
that. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, shots fired.
No. No.
Well, we still got Assassin's Creed coming out this year, so that could disappoint.
Yeah.
I kind of doubt it. That probably will.
I kind of doubt it.
What was the last ending you liked?
What was the last ending I liked?
Mm-hmm. Mass Effect 2 was a pretty good ending.
Saints Row the Third was pretty good. Mass Effect 2 was a good ending. This year, though?
Yeah. This year? I don't know.
Spec Ops The Line?
Yeah.
Freaking awesome.
What is wrong with you guys? Binary Domain?
No.
Best ending.
No, that was a stupid ending. You're an idiot. That is a terrible ending. It was the most. That was the Get Backers ending, where they're like, "Nobody's dead. Everybody's alive. Everything's great. Yay!
Everything's amazing.
Let's hunt things."
Yep. So good.
What about that fighting game you were talking about 2 weeks ago?
Persona?
Yes.
That was a freaking great ending. Yeah. Like, what a great ending to that game. To be like, hey, you know what? All these things you liked about this game just got hella crazier. And the mystery is even bigger than it was before. And there's this person who's manipulating Persona users. And he doesn't, or she, doesn't have a Persona. And they, like, have it out for this agency of Persona hunters. And these kids who are just, like the Scooby-Doo mystery van of Persona people. Like, it was cool. It was so cool.
You had me until Scooby-Doo.
No, sorry. Yeah. I'm not going to take it back. That game is very much Scooby-Doo.
Wow. That sounds awesome.
There's a lot of oversized sandwich eating.
I was pretty excited.
A lot of steaks.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of steaks that get flipped under the air and gobbled up.
A lot of pulling masks off of old man Jenkins.
Yeah. That if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Those damn kids.
I would have gotten away from it. Got away with it.
Griff.
Hi. Tastes like chicken.
I'm going to go in some bizarre orders for your stuff here. Did you actually, because I'm going to be pissed if you did. Did you actually get the Dust 514 beta?
Yep.
I hate you so much.
No, you don't. Because it's not worth it.
No.
Don't stress yourself out about that garbage. No.
What is the Dust 514 beta?
John, you want to field this one?
Yeah, sure. The Dust 514, so are you aware of a game called EVE Online?
Yes.
Okay. So they are making a first-person shooter that is sort of directly affected by that game, or vice versa. It's a first-person multiplayer online shooter game in which you are fighting live action wars for that MMO.
So that MMO is like a big spreadsheet simulator where it's like,
yeah,
you're company A and there's companies B, C, D, E, and F, and they're all vying for like marketplace superiority.
Mm-hmm.
So now with this game, you can play in a first-person shooter for like economical superiority. So like if you side yourself with company A and you fight a bunch of matches and rank up and earn a bunch of money, you can allocate a bunch of funds to company A and make them more superior in the EVE Online universe. And then it's like you pay up, it trickles down, you get better upgrades, their people do better in their weird freaking space nonsense simulator. Like it's crazy.
Is it crazy theoretically or
no?
Yep, that's where it ends.
Damn it.
That's what I said too.
Well, okay, but this is just a beta.
Yeah.
Usually that means there's not going to be many more changes.
Yeah. The leaps that they need to make it really cool aren't going to happen.
So feed me some
stuff. Which is such a bummer.
Like, what about it? Are you not liking here?
Okay, the first problem I had with it was, jumped into the game, started playing, you know, I was totally in it. I got to pick my class. They're like, you get to choose all these different things about yourself. Like, what can I, like, choose your class, choose your subclass for, like, race and all this crap, and then go into the game. Start playing a match, and the match was the biggest turnoff. Like, actually playing was the worst. Had no idea how to load my character, had no idea how to build my class, just was like, all right, forget it, I'll just jump in. You go into this topographic map, choose your spawn point, and then you're playing after a spawn ticker ticks down. But there are HUD icons pointing to everybody all the time. So if you're, you know, 1,000 meters away from somebody in the map.
Good or bad?
Bad. If you're 1,000 meters away from somebody in the map, they will still be visible on your HUD. Like, just looking down the landscape, you'll see everybody's with a little triangle above their head on the opposing force or your team.
So you think, it's like, is there any like abilities to hide that?
I haven't found that, but it's good because you're like, oh, I know immediately where I'm going. Like, I load in, I run at where everybody else is. Because the maps are huge.
Okay.
Huge. Stupid huge.
Like Warhawk huge? Did you ever play
Warhawk? No, I didn't. I would say it's like Mag huge.
Okay.
Like 256 people could be on this map, and I don't give a fuck.
But how many people are playing in a match?
I was playing, I think, a 12v12.
Oh, okay.
And our team got rolled over really quick because I didn't know what was going on, and you can spawn camp, and the other dudes who were playing against us found some pretty rad glitches where they would just fall into mountains and kill us over and over again through the insides of mountains. The weapons make no sense. Like, you've got 4 basic startup classes. Like, you got your sniper, your assault trooper, your medic, and your heavy weapons. Heavy weapons is a rocket launcher. Definitely go to straight away because it just kills everything. Your sniper, definitely the best too, because you get the only gun that has a worthwhile zoom. And then your medic,
if you know where everyone's at from 1,000 miles away. That's
exactly. So why even bother with an assault trooper? Because you don't get any perks to move up closer, faster, or anything like that. And then your medic is garbage because what are you gonna do? Nothing. Like
put yourself in front of the bullet.
I didn't get sniped a lot, surprisingly, but I tried sniping a lot, and that's how I got my most kills, but then people would just immediately see you and track you down.
Yeah.
The best snipers were the ones that were the ones in the mountains, like falling through the geometry. Yeah, illegally in the mountains. And then after I finished a match, I like went into the network to like try and, because I gained some levels, and I was like, oh, cool, like I'll build this class to, you know, be better. Like, I want to snipe more because it worked well for me, and I want to play with that more. And I went into that class loadout, and it was like, you need to buy Aurum. And it was like, I was like, but I have 12,000 ISK. And they're like, well, you need to buy Aurum if you want to get these upgrades. And I was like, well, there's things here that are for sale for ISK, but they're already the guns and everything I already have attributed to certain to all my classes. And then when I pull up the class loadout creations, it's like hell of deep RPG nonsense where I go in there and it's like I've got a stat sheet that goes 2 pages long, and then I've got, you know, a balanced loadout wheel with all these things equipped that I don't know what the hell they do or don't do. And it's crazy because it uses the same icons as EVE Online. So I'm like, I recognize that. That's like the implant mod for better firing accuracy. And then in this game, it's like, yeah, this is for defense. I'm like, who is this? Like, it's just, it strikes me as the dudes at CCP have no idea what game is being made here.
Right.
Huh.
You're like, are you messing with me?
Yeah, what? Dude, I'm messing. What do you want? I'm right here. I'm messing with you.
Stop it.
I'm
just not gonna do
it.
It
doesn't
anymore.
Make sense.
So it just sounds like it's a high barrier to entry, and
I'll break it down for you quick.
Learning curve.
It is a very unpolished first time first person shooter.
Okay.
So
do you think? Beta. Do you think at all this is anything that can be saved?
Nope.
No?
No.
Will people play it?
No.
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 Unless you don't think they will?
If it was
unless
free?
It's Eve people.
Yeah, even...
No.
Eve
people. No, no, I guarantee
Eve people are different than
Eve people
first
do
person.
Not want to play
yeah,
this
that's
game.
That's what I was sort of wondering.
I mean, the part of it that I really was into is I was like, oh, cool. Like, I want to be a part of this Eve infrastructure. Like, I want to play with this. And the way they kind of create the universe is like, you're this clone mercenary dude who just, like, makes a billion copies of himself, and you just send yourself on the battlefield to fight for these different corporations. But they just do such a terrible job of giving me any reason to give a crap about anything. And, you know, just first-person shootering in a really uninteresting levels with ill-defined abilities and progression just makes for a very unsatisfactory experience. So... throw it on the ground.
Huh.
That's depressing. That's nice.
That's depressing.
Yep. Sorry, PlayStation.
Huh.
C'est la vie.
Huh. So is that different from Dust?
Very different.
Yes, that
from
is
Dust.
Very different from Dust. There are like 4 games now with Dust in the title.
Are there? So I was thinking about
there's
this.
Dust,
if we were
there's
to make
From
a Dust,
Dust
award category.
There's Dust and Elysian Tale, and there's Dust 514. If I get that all right.
I think it did.
There's 4? What was the first one?
Dust.
Just Dust.
And then From Dust.
That was the XBLA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People management, element scooping sim.
I'm right on this, right? I think that's all.
I'm not familiar with Dust, though.
That maybe I might be mixing that up with other subtitles.
I don't know straight Dust. Uncut Dust. I'm not familiar with that. I don't get down with Uncut Dust.
It's the good stuff, man.
I don't know.
Well, Griff, do you
it's
get
dangerous.
Do you get down with The World Ends With You?
Oh yeah. So we just want to talk about what I've been playing.
Yeah, Griff, tell me what you've been playing.
I've been fortunate enough for having my work be really crazy right now, and I've been locked out of the ability to do anything there.
Uh-huh.
So I just have my Game Boy there, and I've been going through all of my Ambassador games on my 3DS.
Tough job.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty grueling.
Yeah,
but I ended up playing The World Ends With You, the DS game, which I got for $20 off Amazon new.
That's worth it.
And it's also coming out for ISO for $20.
iOS.
iOS, sorry. I would say that it would totally fit as an iPhone game.
I'm only concerned, well, I guess I'm... Because that's 2 screens that you're operating at the same time. How does that work with... maybe I could see it with an iPad.
Yeah, you could do it on a phone. It's small.
Yeah.
I think...
2 screens, though. How am I...
Yeah.
Do I have to, like, drag one up and down?
No, no, no. Like, the game is a lot of... neither screen takes a lot of interaction. Like, your main interaction screen is a lot of, like, tapping, dragging, and swiping.
Because I played this game a little bit when it first came out.
Yep. So it's a lot of tapping, dragging, and swiping in battle. And then for your other character, you're just pressing left, up, down, right, D-pad, simple commands.
Yeah.
So it's easy. It could be ported pretty simplistically. Great music. Fun. The more and more I play it, the more I really am enjoying the combat system and understanding it and passing the puck.
But, yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like a James Bond title.
past the, oh, The World Ends With You?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the Japanese title was Everything Is Wonderful, which I love so much more. Because it's all about this freaking emo-ass kid that's like, don't look at me. Why are they looking at me? I hate talking with people because they just, they don't know my values. They don't know what I'm about.
The main character is the most confused main character I think I've ever seen, because that main character is being straight out told by everybody around him, hey, the world's going to go to crap unless you pay attention to me and we work together on this.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, don't They're talk like, to me.
We're in this weird cyber universe where we have to play this game where we kill monsters and shit. And then he's like, no, you're probably lying.
Yeah,
I don't trust you.
It's not like he doesn't
know
what's going on.
You just killed weird cybernetic frogs that came out of digital space and you have a clock on your hand.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And he's like, I don't believe you.
He doesn't accept it.
He's just completely disinterested in everything that's going on around him.
Yeah. But as the game goes on...
Does he grow?
He definitely expands as a character. I wouldn't say he grows, but you start... The beginning of that game holds a lot back from you as to what's going on.
Oh, okay.
And then the more that goes on, you're like, oh, I see.
He's mentally retarded, is what you're telling me?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. In more ways than one, yeah.
He's spatially retarded.
No. No. Just, he's messed up.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't spent too much time. I think maybe like 4 hours, 5 hours or so I've been playing that. And through a couple chapters, and I've been peeking at a guide here and there, and that's a long, long game that I don't know if I'm ready to jump all the way in then. But I was wondering if I should play that game or Peace Walker before I jumped into it. And I finished Peace Walker.
You finished Peace Walker?
Yep. Took me forever.
I thought you played this game.
I did. I never finished it, though.
Oh, okay.
How'd you like that ending?
That ending was good. Because it had nice music playing.
Nice.
That's all it takes.
And then I went and rewatched all the cinematics and caught up on the whole story of Peace Walker. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is fucking stupid.
Doesn't like, it have like a Dr. Love in it or something?
Yeah, no, Dr. Strangelove.
Strangelove,
that's right. That is a dumb Metal Gear game. But really fun to play.
All right, well, that's good.
Because I have Peace Walker for my Metal Gear Solid HD collection, so I'm debating whether or not I even want to play that.
You're probably okay with not playing it.
Okay.
I will tell you this.
Wait,
right
is
now.
It eight, so HD, so it, you have one.
On a PS3, you get Peace Walker. On an Xbox, you don't get it.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting. What else you got, Griff? I see Symphony
I played
of the
Wario
Night.
Land 4.
What?
Wario Land 4, huh?
Is that a Game Boy Advance game?
Yep, yeah. That's a weird game.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, because all the ones that I've played have been pretty messed up.
That was super weird. Weird music. A weird game. I got to the third level after fully clearing the first two, and then I had to stop, because it just got super crazy hard. And I was like, I'm not into this anymore, because I have like 8 other games on my Ambassador 3DS that I could be playing right now. Such as Metroid Fusion.
Oh, that's on your Ambassador?
Yep. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Dude, there are so many games on your list. What are you doing?
So far through Metroid Fusion right now, and that game, I forgot how hard it is.
You liking it?
Yeah, I loved it. It's one of my favorite games. I just have had such a hard time playing it because I'm not doing any of the side stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Anytime you get an upgrade, I'm not going back through the old levels to pick up, you know, E-Tanks or energy upgrades or you know, missile upgrades or anything like that. So I'm just going straight in, and I got to I got to the tarantula boss, and that thing
the one that hangs upside down.
It's
been a long time.
It's a spider like boss that comes and grabs you and throws you into the ground and takes off all your health. Really dumb. So I finally got through that, and then I got through another equally stupid thing where you have to just continually freeze this other enemy, and then while making your way through this level, and then finally I'm at this other boss where it's Nightmare, which is this weird like bleeding goo face gravity adjusting psycho robot missile arm freaky nightmare creature, and I finally beat that, and now I have no idea what to do.
That game, check that map.
That game is so good, dude. Yeah.
The thing that I forgot about Metroid Fusion was how linear it is. Mm-hmm. It explicitly tells you, here is what you need to do next. Okay, this is the place you need to go to now. You gotta go do this. There's only one route. The doors are locked by the computer. Like, it's not like you get a new weapon, you advance through a level. It's like, we're gonna unlock this next door, which is really weird, having just played Metroid like a month ago and then going to play this, you're like, oh, this is kind of bad game design comparatively. But other than that, it is phenomenal.
Right.
It is phenomenal.
I love it.
That game is good. I like that game.
It definitely takes all the things you like about Metroid and makes them even better.
Have you ever played Super Metroid?
I haven't.
Now you got to play that.
Are you serious right now?
I have never beat Super Metroid, I have gotten right up before the Upside Down Castle.
Wait, what?
I've got the grapple beam, and that's as far as I got in Super Metroid. I finished Symphony of the Night Castlevania.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes.
How much?
I finished it 95%. So I didn't do the 96, which is the minimum for the true ending, or the full ending.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
There's different endings. I remember that.
Yeah. No. The true ending?
Yeah. There's three endings.
One is, I'm sorry,
you kill Richter, and you get the bad ending, Maria is like, oh, that sucks.
Okay, right,
And then the Upside Down Castle happens, and you're like, meh.
I'm taking into account that you, probably breezed through tons of that game.
Okay.
Because you can get over 200%.
You can get 200.6%.
Yes.
If you get 196%, it's the same as getting 200.6%. There is no difference between the two of them.
Sweet loot.
I don't need that because I beat Dracula with just the bare minimum.
I guess every time I've played Symphony of the Night and I've gone through and to fight the final Dracula, that fight is so boring.
Okay, cool. Well, mine was exciting. I had a good time fighting him because I'd used a couple elixirs. I had my sword thing that I finally figured out how to use, the familiars, which I was stupidly not turning on. I was like, need an item to activate them. But you turn them out in your menu. That was dumb.
Yeah.
So I leveled up my sword to 25. Ended up getting 95.5% of the map cleared. And then went on to beat Dracula. And I was like, well,
Did you do that on purpose? Wanted to see the not true ending?
Yeah, I did it on purpose. I was like, I want to see the less crappy ending. No, I thought after a while, I was like, there are six rooms that I haven't found in this map, and they're all on disparate end locations of it, and I don't give a crap, because what is the point of going to track down these dumbass locations to go find this stuff, and I don't want to go backtracking on all this stuff. So I finished what I could and watched the true ending, which is dumb because it's just different dialogue from Alucard and Maria.
Yeah.
And then my ending was like, Alucard's like, I'm going to go and forever sleep away. And Maria's like, okay. And Richter's like, let's join up with other people. That was my ending. And I played as Maria and that was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just throwing around animals?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, just like Richter, just throwing a stupid crap out. Got to collect hearts.
At least with Richter, you get those item crashes. Those are kind of cool.
Yeah, Maria's got super moves too that burn a bunch of hearts. But
sweet.
Yeah, I didn't get very far because it was weird. I was like, yeah, no, this is why Symphony of the Night is better as it is, and this is why it is the standard by which all Symphony of the Night or Castlevanias are compared, because Alucard levels and is interesting and has multi-facets, whereas these characters are just more of like Mega Man style one-trick ponies.
Dawn of Sorrow and Portrait of Ruin are really good.
That's on my to-do list.
And they're really good for the reason that they are very much like Symphony.
Yes,
Remake.
And I remember playing Dawn of Sorrow,
the first
Castlevania for the DS, and I loved it. But I'm
really
so confused about what happened in it that I need to go play it again.
Oh, the story in that gets so absurd. Mm-hmm. Like, it moves so far away from being about
Dracula. It does the same thing where it's like, here is your fake ending.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe twice.
There's three potential endings.
Okay.
And even more if you go through and play it as other characters.
Oh, I didn't even know you could do that.
Like, you beat the game once, you get the true ending for the game, and you can go back and play as Alucard, in which it changes the entire story.
Wow. Because you play as Soma Cruz, right?
Soma Cruz, yes. Also, I never played, what is the one before Dawn of Sorrow? Aria of Sorrow?
Oh, is that for the GBA?
That's the GBA.
Yeah, I played the three GBA Castlevanias.
Yeah, Dawn of Sorrow, Circle of the Moon, and Harmony of Dissonance.
Now, Harmony of Dissonance is
GBA.
The PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 version of that mashup battle world, right?
No. That's...
Something. Lament of something.
No, the PlayStation 2 one, the first one.
No. PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. PSN and XBLA is Harmony of Dissonance, right?
Oh, no, you're right. Harmony of Dissonance.
Because it's HD.
Harmony of Despair? It's Harmony of something.
Because one of the GBA games was Harmony of something.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't Dissonance or...
You're right. There was one of the ones that was a Summer of Arcade that was...
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah. Heard it was bad.
It is bad.
I didn't play it, but
I own it. I can confirm it's bad.
That's too bad.
No, that's Harmony of Despair, but the other one is probably
Harmony
like
of Dissonance.
Or
Dissonance.
Dissonance.
Nah, whatever.
Anyway.
It's a GBA
HD!
Game. It's
good.
One
that's HD. Portrait of Ruin is really good. And Order of Ecclesia is terrible.
No, it's not.
I think it's awful.
It's fine.
I don't like that whole
I never finished it because I got really stuck.
I got really bored with that really quick.
It is exactly like Dawn of Sorrow. Dawn of Sorrow.
It is similar in ways.
But it is way harder because there is something that you need to do in that game that I can't figure out to unlock the next part of that game. Because I can only get the bad ending where I go to the thing and they're like, good job, lady Castlevania woman. And then they're like, now you're dead. Blah! And then that's the end of the game.
That sounds reasonable.
And then there's this part of this map that they're like, you should go over here. And I'm like, but I don't know how. And that's the end of the conversation.
Huh. Well, that's no good.
No. It's atrocious.
What else you got here? You hiding anything else from McGriff?
I played the Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike?
Transformers?
Why would you play Counter-Strike?
Because it automatically downloaded via my PlayStation Plus.
Counter-Strike, go!
And
wait.
Every time I started my PlayStation
up... You didn't even ask it
to do it? What?
You didn't even ask it to do it?
No.
Just said, no,
it was like, here, have this.
No.
So it downloaded, and I played it. I played a couple matches versus bots, and I was like, still Counter-Strike.
Sweet.
Still run faster with a knife.
Sweet. Yep.
And it's on the console.
I got
great.
A couple trophies. Can't zoom in. The end. It was a weird game.
I'm sure it's better on PC with players.
No snipe hopping.
Oh, man. Can you make your own levels?
I didn't try. All I did was just, I went into, get me into a match as quick as possible so I can shoot guys because I'm a terrorist. And then I did that and I got an AK and killed guys.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was good.
If
you have PlayStation Network and you don't like to buy games and you're a PlayStation Plus user, this is a great way to just kill some time, get some trophies, and have fun. So
I haven't played Counter-Strike in years.
It's still Counter-Strike.
It
looks great, though. God, it looked beautiful.
Well, that's good.
I still like the old one.
Right?
At least they did something about that.
I like the old one.
I also play Transformers.
Yeah, I played a lot of Transformers.
So, how about that game, huh?
I don't like it.
I don't either.
Oh, after you liked the first one?
The first
one
is so much better than this one.
Why is it? Why don't you like it?
It's little things for me.
It definitely is the little pieces.
It's really little things that I'm just like, I don't know if this game was that bad the first time I played it.
No, it wasn't. It's not.
Swear to God, it wasn't.
Because here's what I figured out. Let me just... think if listen and tell me if you agree
okay.
with this.
Okay.
My so from Transformers War for Cybertron to Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
Yep.
In War, you'd load into a level and you would pick one of three Transformers to play as in that level.
One of two, I thought.
Well, whatever. You would have a handful of choices per level to jump into to play as. And when you're playing through that level, you would run into maybe three or four or five big name Transformer characters who are like, oh, come with us, so-and-so. Like, you need to be a part of this and help us out, like, with these fusion rocket cannons and unlodge the temporal displacement generator. And they'd talk to you, and you'd be doing these missions, but it didn't really matter who you were. Mm-hmm. Now, in Fall of Cybertron, you are one specific character.
Yep.
You are one guy no matter what per chapter. You can't choose. Yep. And the obvious design choice in that is, like, now you can tell a more structured story. You're like, this is Optimus Prime's chapter, where you're playing as Optimus Prime, doing things that everybody's yelling to you about being Optimus Prime.
Yep.
Where this falls apart for me is now I'm Optimus Prime. I don't get to interact with any other Autobots. Like, through all the levels that I've played so far, like, maybe there's been two dudes who I really care about seeing. Whereas in the game before, they did such a good job of throwing all these different characters into each level to, like, keep it interesting, to be like, oh, it doesn't really matter who you are. You're going to run into all these guys on your crazy robot quest. In this game, they're like, you play as the coolest Transformers. So who cares about anybody else? So you're just doing these dumbass fetch quests to, like, get spark plugs to jam into sockets and shoot stupid robots. And it's also super weird because you're like a one-man wrecking crew, whereas in the other game, it seemed like you're kind of leading a charge and there are other people around you. In this one, you are definitely on your own. And they're like, where's that support? And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm the only person here. What the hell are you talking about?
They took the co-op out, right?
No more co-op.
Yep.
Right. Which really is sucks.
Other thing was, where do they go with this?
The guns are super boring.
Yeah, they are.
The special weapons are really fun, but the simple, like, before in the game, you're like, oh, I'm playing as this guy, so this guy is like a sniper class. I will use sniper-style weapons with him, and I'll do well. This one, you're like, I'm Optimus Prime, and I can pick up a shotgun, and there's...
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. This, I also don't...
Why is the game continuing to give me shotguns? I don't want them.
I feel like the weapons, like, upgrade system's really tacked on.
I didn't even know, was there one in the first game?
I don't think there was. You just picked up weapons and away you go.
Yeah.
Was there even an upgrade system for the online?
No.
No?
Well,
no. Other than just
perks.
You leveling up.
Perks and perks. Stats and
sure,
stuff,
sure, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one is like, in the old one, it's like, you just sort of like, found a weapon that you really liked and you just try to hang on to it as much as you can, but they did a decent job spreading that stuff sort of out. But now it's like you get these set amount of weapons that in the store you can equip anytime you want to, and same thing with the heavy weapons, but they're really good weapons that you're only going to find just sort of laying around, and then it's like hoping that you can just keep that one.
It's just like I feel like I've already hit the threshold on the cool weapons. Like, I feel with the areas where you can buy new ones, find new ones, collect new ones, like, I feel like I'm already there. Like, I've found all the guns that they already have available, and there's nothing that I feel like I'm really attached to except for the fun heavy weapons.
Yeah.
And you don't even need to use them.
Nope.
You just turn into a robot car and shoot guys, or just use your sword, which works better than anything in the entire game.
Well, and then that was another thing, is, like, I don't think the melees are as impressive as they were.
No, they're not.
Like, Optimus does not have giant plasma axe.
Right.
Like, what the...
Now you
exactly.
just... Everybody has generic, like, sword arm.
Yeah, it's like some... none of you have played Armor Core enough to know, but, like, it's basically just blade arm from Armor Core.
That's what made the first game
You do
so
a
good.
Slight dash, and then you cut a dude.
And a hollow blade comes out and knifes a dude. It's really lame. Have you gotten to the stealth part yet, Griff?
No. No, I'm still on Optimus level.
Those are slightly more... Like, that part, to me, is getting a little better, but I don't know how much you like stealth. So.
I don't.
Yeah,
but,
so you're going to hate it.
But maybe it'll be better, because so far...
Jazz is in it.
The combat is not fun.
Also, correct
That's
me if I'm wrong.
I know.
Bumblebee talked in the first one, right?
No. I don't even think Bumblebee was in the first
one.
He was in the first one. Like, he was such a non-entity.
You played as him.
I did everything I could to not play as him.
Very first level.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't talk in this one. I know that for a fact.
I just don't give a shit about
him. I don't know. I'm waiting to get to further in that game, because I did it outright by that game.
What about the little things like transforming? Does that still... look amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that still feels great. And it's, I think they do more to restrict your ability to transform in this one, though.
Yeah.
They have a lot more parts where it's like, no, you can't transform here for reasons that you shouldn't ask about.
Well, it's not even that. There are forced moments where they're like, you were in this hallway that has magic transforming blocking properties. Like, but there's also parts where you're like, You're in a battlefield with tight quarters and small hallways, so you have to move as a robot, and you'd be stupid to play as a car. So, okay. Now you're done with that. So here's this road area where you have to get from one location to another location really quickly, and the guys keep respawning. So you just gotta haul ass and don't really worry about it. Just kill guys if you want, but just mostly keep moving forward.
Yeah, it's a lot more out to like demand that this area is a robot area and this area is a car area.
Yeah.
And that's kind of boring.
It definitely is boring.
Other thing, this is where I sort of wrote the notes about how I downloaded this game straight from PSN.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought maybe to a degree that would make things better, but it's not.
No.
I have weird loading issues. Like, I will just hit a hallway and the game goes, hold on. Like midway through dialogue even. It just locked. And it was that on the disc too?
No. I get that, but I think a little less. I've never had it in dialogue, but I'll feel like you're not going through a door, but you're like turning a corner.
Yeah.
Or you're like jumping down from an area and you hit a loading really quick and you're like, what?
Loading what?
Couldn't you have done this at the time when I'm shimmying through the rock hallway Uncharted style?
Meant for, right?
Yeah. But coming from Darksiders 2, I'm like, oh, this is it?
Yeah.
That's all the loading you have?
Yeah. It just...
You could load so much more.
Also, checkpointing in this game? Terrible.
Garbage.
That was part of the reason that I was almost late coming over here, because I wanted to finish the section I was on, but then I died, and I was like, well... I guess
I
hope it doesn't put me at the start of the chapter.
I think I'm ready to drop it down to easy to play because it's not fun playing at medium.
Yeah.
Because you just die all the goddamn time.
You are a squishy robot.
For me, it's problematic because I'll be playing through it and you get to a section where they're like, okay, you have to defend this yourself against a wave of guys for so much time. Whether the guys are like, you know, 10 guys or 30 guys, 30 Decepticons, like, you have to stay alive for this long, kill all these guys. Sometimes you get better weapons, sometimes you're in close quarters, sometimes there's heavy guys. It's just such a pain in the ass because nobody is supporting you, there's nowhere to go hide and regen your health. There's only limited amount of, like, health regens in the game. It just seems so poorly designed that I just want to turn it down easy and have a fun time with it instead of like struggling against this weird archaic shooter.
You know, and you're completely right where it's like in the first one, I totally had this sense of like, I am in this war with other people and they are fighting other robots.
Right.
Like in this one, I will maybe meet a guy on the battlefield and says, we can't hold up here. It's like, who the hell is we? I showed up and you're here. There is nobody else.
Everybody
and like
dies
60
around
Decepticons
you.
Out there. Like, I don't, they got tanks and giant gun things.
Have either of you
and,
got the city?
Yes.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, it's
really? Super dumb.
It is lame. Yeah, it is.
If that can't help
and it's,
make you feel like
and
you're
it's,
going on a war.
No, it is so bad.
No, it's terrible because you feel like your interactions with it are so tacked on.
It's ultra bad because your ability to interact with Metroplex is the same ability you had 5 minutes before you interacting with Metroplex.
Yeah, so it's like you put Metroplex in this game for a boner reel.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
It would be one thing is if you like, gave me so a stage that was me like doing the stuff that he wanted me to do.
So
just, the 5 minutes of me just going down and mowing stuff down as Metroplex would have been fine.
The difference is, like, if you're playing Call of Duty and in the first level of single-player Call of Duty, you pick up a Predator missile laptop and you shoot some guys, and then halfway through the first level, you pick up another computer and they're like, dude, did you know what? You have space lasers! And now you can do, you can shoot space laser Predator missiles that do the same thing as Predator missiles through the same interface laptop, but now they're sweet space laser Predator missiles.
Right.
And you're like, I guess that's cool because they're space lasers.
I mean,
right. It's basically space. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's dumb. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Pretty dumb.
I had a better time shooting guys with the turret.
Yeah. The turret that was Metroplex before it.
Yeah.
See, now that
also
might have been
all of that entirely like obvious projected bullshit where you're like, any minute now,
yep,
I'll be getting here.
Yep. Yep. There's a lot of stuff where it's like you are as Optimus and you get to this point where it's like, well, I don't have the firepower to take on this issue. I wonder how I'll get out of. Oh, thanks. There it is.
Yep.
Metroplex.
Yeah. And the dumb part was, I ended up just randomly coming across this super-powered, awesome secondary weapon, and I was wiping the floor all the time. And wasting
ammo on things that Metroplex
I kept getting radio calls where they're like, Optimus, you should use the airstrike! And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm all right without that.
Yeah. No, I don't know. And I'm also, I just... Again, maybe this is just me having a better time with the first one that I'm just really starting to pick this game apart, but dialogue is, like, murdering me in this game.
Yeah.
God, it's terrible.
I love Peter Collins' delivery, but man, I just cannot hear another, this'll serve the war effort.
Yeah, no.
Every time I pick up ammo.
Yeah, it's just terrible. It's like, I would rather you just say nothing. So, like, it's awful.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared to actually play this game now.
You'll still enjoy it. It just, you'll find ways to be upset about it.
I need to give it another, I would say, 5 hours to get through a bulk of it. Because I want to find more of the Transformers awesome reference good timey stuff that makes me like the first game. Because so far, this game has just kind of been a really bad third-person shooter.
Right now, I'm in a sort of halfway stealth stage where you're playing as Cliff Jumper and the next chapter is Jazz.
Cliff Jumper is Nolan North, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. He's mad.
God.
Nolan North. He's crazy.
Yeah. Nolan North. 30 minutes to Nolan North.
Yeah.
Thank God.
He's so Nolan North.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm just like, yep.
There's that dude trapped under the beam and he was like doing the Nolan North voice to come help you out.
Yep.
I was like, oh, thank God.
Yep.
I played through all of Darksiders 2 and I hadn't heard Nolan North. I was getting worried about the games industry.
Yep. Yep. Nope. Cliff Jumper is Nolan North and he is the funniest part about that game so far, and even that is just like, it's mostly me smiling and going, oh, that's kind of funny. that's kind of funny. It's only really kind of funny because it's coming from Nolan North, especially when one part in there, Cliff Jumper goes, what the frack is that? And I'm like, oh, that's good. That's like the worst fuck you could ever say in a video game.
That's the worst everything. Did Nolan North spend time on the Battlestar Galactica set? Is that where... Is this some weird throwback?
What was that one game that everybody was giving?
Spec Ops The Line.
That's it. Yep.
That was a good game.
Bad cursing.
Very good game. I think that might show up as some people's game of the year this year.
I'm getting really close to right now we're on a rescue mission to find Grimlock, so I'm getting really close to seeing some Grimlock, and I can already suspect how they fit Dinobots into this.
I read a report on how that happens, okay. So I like it. I like the backstory they gave.
Sort of what I'm afraid. I'm like the further and like it's one of those like the set pieces that you're seeing. The more I'm like, okay.
So how far are both of you into this game?
I am on chapter 4.
About 2 hours.
About 3 hours. Maybe.
Right. I'm still playing as Optimus Prime, so like the second chapter.
There's like what, 12 chapters?
I don't know. Forever. It does it differently though, where you can't start as either Decepticons or Autobots. You have to start as Autobots, and then you play as Autobots for a while for a couple chapters, then you switch to Decepticons, and then you finish as playing as a couple chapters as Autobots.
Also, do you like how it starts out with the end of the game?
Nope.
That's dumb.
I played that in the demo, and I was like, oh, this is the exact same thing I played in the demo.
Well, I just don't like it because it's like, well, all the stuff that you're trying to do in this game now gets ruined by the fact of the end of that game.
It's fucking
the
Lost
beginning.
Season 4. Like, great. I get to see how they decided to not want to be off the island anymore.
Right. It's just like, really? You're just... Okay, that's cool. You just showed me to the end of the game, which means all of these plot twists you're putting in there mean nothing. Great. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Swell.
Don't care about the arc. Now, Ryan, I would like to hear your opinion on if you play it, because I know you like current Transformers stuff, like Transformers Prime, or no, was it?
Yeah, no, I watch that.
Yeah, so you, I hear this story is more intertwined with the current generation of Transformers, like, TV show.
Okay.
So maybe some of these things I'm missing are more interesting for you, where they're talking about some side story things, and they're mentioning names and things, and I'm just like... Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is or why I should give a shit about it.
Is RC in it? There's a lot of RC in the Prime show.
That's a lady robot, right?
Yeah. Isn't it
No.
Slipstream or Silkstream?
No, it's RC. She was in the movie.
Yeah.
Her, Cliffjumper, and Blur.
Wasn't there skin for RC in the first
last
one?
Last game, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I just kind of want to finish this game and be done with it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking
about playing on PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop it down to easy and just kind of roll through it. I think
that seems like a reasonable idea. Just crank it down.
Because it's Matt, you're giving me a stinky face.
Well, no, I'm giving a stinky face because this game sounds horrible. Yet you guys are still gonna play it.
Oh no! Well,
it sounds like you guys really do not like this game.
Yeah,
because
you've never played a bad game.
Well, you're right.
If I play a bad game, I usually stop playing it.
That's no, you're absolutely right. It is not a great game. Not by any means.
Not compared to the first one.
But,
and definitely on its own merit, it's probably not the greatest. But
It's a thrill ride, and I want to give it a chance, because maybe it'll pick up after a little bit. So I'm gonna put it down to a thrill ride and just jump on and have a good time with it. And maybe things will go smoother, because it's not like puzzles are holding me back. It's just I die a ton.
Yeah, it's
and I die for stupid reasons. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to just pop it down to dumbass and have a good time with it.
To me, it sounds like they took the first game and they had so much success with it that they weren't expecting to have. And they said, do another one. Just make it. And all the things that you liked about the first one are gone.
Well, it's still Transformers. See, that's what's really holding me on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it still to a degree, it is that first game.
There's still a lot of the...
Yeah. You know what another thing that bugs me? Transformers do not interact with the world like they did in the first one.
No.
Like, a lot of this is... Like, you know, remember when you used to open up doors of, like, I'm going to stick my transformed hand into a key and open this door. Yep. Now it's like, no, Optimus just rips a door open.
Right.
It's like, no, this isn't... At least you could have, like, used the axe to bust the door open.
But yeah.
No, he doesn't even have the axe.
You took the axe away from
almost
me, so
once
that's dumb.
I don't want to play it because of that.
Yeah.
They should have gave him two axes.
Yeah, something. I don't know. There's something else in there that
I mean, there are the one kind of interesting thing is in this game opposed to the last one, there are moments where it's like you hit this kind of like this, I wouldn't say dull, but like it's a moment that does not have action, and you're just kind of walking around and checking out this area of the world, and you're like you're in the medical facility trying to find this dude who you're supposed to rendezvous with, and while you're walking around there you can talk to all these random Autobots or these named Autobots and like see what their take on situations are, and you can interact with them very briefly and you learn little tidbits about things and whatnot, but ultimately it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So have either of you done the online?
Not yet.
Yes.
I did it when there was the
it's
demo,
great.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
I will say, that is a saving grace. From the demo that I tried, the online is actually, if anything, an improvement over the last one.
It is the same, if not better.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, then I'll still get
it. It's still quick.
Yeah.
Like, you're still shooting dudes with a rocket launcher and then running away really fast.
Yeah.
It just seems like part of the way this game takes a failing is it tries to make the multiplayer too much, like, tries to bring too much of the multiplayer into the single
player. Oh, I would love to see more of the multiplayer and the single player, because what I love about the multiplayer is I can shoot around the map as the car and then bounce out of the car and turn into robot, light guys up, and then run away and then, you know, use my abilities to regen or cloak or something. And I just feel like I'm having a really good interactive experience based on the systems they've made.
Yep.
Whereas in the single player, I'm kind of just doing like, okay, here's the part where you do A.
And there's weird combat puzzles in the single player now that I just don't really care for.
I guess I've gotten
to the
far.
Point where you fight those jet-like things and you have to shoot.
Oh yeah, those are dumb.
Those are dumb, and it's like your idea of making the puzzle harder is just throw more of them at me.
Oh god, that was so frustrating. Which is another reason where I'm like, I'm just turn this easy because this is not fun.
No,
it's you not. Give me one rocket launcher with four rockets and four dudes that take three hits. So,
yep.
What am I supposed to do? I guess I'll just use my knife, which is overpowered.
Yep.
And cut these dudes in the back.
Yep.
Oh, they went the way of the other games.
Dumb
nowadays.
Robot back.
Melee is instant kill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait till you get to the stealth part. You'll feel like a god.
Yeah.
Just destroy things. People are
Who
stupid.
Who do you play as for
Cliffjumper.
Yeah.
He's the cloaking person. And then Jazz has a sweet grapple hook that I'm so excited to play with. Also, Jazz is
awesome.
Jazz is pretty awesome in this game. Jazz is very jazzy.
He's pretty hip.
He's very jazzy in this game.
You want to know a little funny part? In Transformers Prime, Cliffjumper is voiced by The Rock.
Get out of here. What?
Are you talking about? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That I
he was only
I,
in
still?
One
I struggled
in the
to believe that.
It was. I watched it a long time ago, but I can't remember. I'm 90% sure that it was The Rock.
Huh. That is crazy.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
That's really like, that's boggling my mind.
The whole time I was watching, I was like, what?
Because I can only picture him as Nolan North right
now.
Hearing The Rock in there. What is it to say? Dwayne Johnson on the credits when you watch it?
I didn't notice. But he's like not a stable in the actual series.
Oh, okay. So he's just like it's a one-off kind of character?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I was going to, because when they introduce him in the game, I'm like, is Cliffjumper a thing? Because I don't know if that's like a big Transformer that I should be aware of. Sort of feel like
Cliffjumper's
a big dude.
Oh, yeah?
Back from the cartoon show, it was, like I said, RC, Blur, and Cliffjumper were the big three. Him and, what was the kid's, what was the name of the dad with the suit? Anybody? Sam or something like that he had a robot suit that he'd be able to transform as. Watched the movie?
I can only think of DuckTales.
Okay, you remember the kid in the movie who had the transformer suit? His dad would run with Blur, Cliffjumper, who was the green helicopter. RC was the red sports car, and Blur was the blue sports car that was like, I'm gonna talk like the biker should be at. Here we go. We gotta go. Optimus, we gotta transform city. Transform city. Yeah, I was invading.
Wait. Cliffjumper is a helicopter?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, I think he was a triple changer. I think he was a Jeep and a helicopter and a robot in the cartoon.
Whoa. He's not that any of those things.
He's
in this
game.
He's
a red sports car or a red like Oldsmobile or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he is in this.
Oh,
he's a little red buggy.
Oh, in the cartoon he was a green helicopter, and then he would use his helicopter blades as swords, which was awesome.
That's sweet.
That's why Transformers are awesome.
Right.
Yeah. That's
bring
sweet.
That
I'll,
back.
I'll accept that. Okay, moving away from Transformers. Do you guys want to hear about Dust and Elysian Tale or Slender Man?
I want to hear about Dust.
Yeah, okay. I'd rather hear about Dust.
Okay. Dust is...
How long did it take you to finish it?
If I would have streamlined that game and just plowed through it, it probably would not have taken me that long. Probably like 8 hours.
Mm.
8 or 10. Maybe.
Okay. Standard current game length.
Yeah. Which is fine, but at some point I got a little got a little fever for trying to complete that game.
Fever!
And trying to, like, get a lot of the super items in that game. Because as much as that game wants you to, like, do, like, juggle combos and stuff like that, by the way, it's not that hard to get to 1,000 hits.
See last week's episode.
Yeah. You were here, weren't you, man?
Well, I was here, yes.
You can also get your attack and Fidget's attack to astronomical heights. Like, you can really just start doing tons of damage. Like, murder damage. Like, just ripping through fools. Which becomes really satisfying at some point, where you basically are just running through a stage and just murdering things left and right.
Okay, so kind of one of my questions from last week was, does the combat ever get challenging enough that you need to be proficient with combos?
If you play it the way that I played it, no.
Okay.
Is it more entertaining to do it that way? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, the game never has... The game, what it will do every chapter is it introduces you to a new area, which by this point you've explored the depths of the last area and you've gotten to the point where you're like, gosh, combat's really starting to become just a breeze. And then it will introduce you to new enemies that are stronger and harder and have different tactics. And then it becomes more like, okay, for these enemies, I do have to try a little bit harder to, like, do the juggles and, like, get the crazy hits going and really just start murdering things. But then eventually it'll start to teeter off at the end again. So, yes and no. I mean, the benefits of doing it is the higher your hit combos go up, the faster you level up.
Yeah.
And the stronger you can become. Which, I got really good at getting really high hit combos, and so I would be leveling up like crazy. I finished the game at like level 42.
Nice.
So, you can get really high level really quickly if you are good enough at getting skill combos. And there's... The guy that made the game did a really good job making tons of items, because at some point I got afraid that my attack power would just become so high that I'd never be able to go back and see how many hits I can tack onto something.
Mm-hmm.
But there are items in the game that will purposely, like, kill your attack power. Like, you can put on a pendant that multiplies your attack damage by 0.1.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like, now you have, like, you used to have a 1,000 attack power. Now you have like a 80.
Yeah, that would not be the first game to do that.
No, it wouldn't. But I was just sort of like, if it's a well-designed game like this, then it's going to have stuff like that just to nerf yourself with the intention of, you know, getting other things.
Yeah.
And if you want to go like farming and stuff, there are other games to like farm out items. I think crafting and purchasing things in that game is way too easy. Because at some point you can just get the option to, like, you go and meet the blacksmith who's the only person that can craft things for you, but if you do this one short little side quest for the blacksmith, boom, now you have this cell phone that basically allows you to talk to the blacksmith, then she'll just make you things whenever you want to. And through the blacksmith, you can access a shop where you can purchase all the materials you need. So a lot of times I just ended up buying all the materials.
Does that simplicity make the game less interesting, or do you feel like this is something that you're like, I'm okay with this, because games shouldn't have to run me around forever to get to this level?
I think there's enough fetch quests in the game as it is that I felt like I was running around enough as it was.
Okay.
So
they could cut out some of the corners of running around.
Yep.
That's
you know, they do a good enough job of, like, where it's like you would run into the issues where it's like, God, I don't really want to spend a lot of time farming things because I'm already spending enough time doing, like, fetch quests for people. But I think the game also does, like, if you are a sort of person that likes to go out and farm material, when you get to those items that require a lot of really nice items to craft them, those are a lot easier to just farm it out. So you can spend some time farming out some items to make some really awesome.
So you're not min-maxing your luck a la carte style. It's a little easier to approach than that nonsense.
You can still min-max your luck. Like, you can ramp up your luck a lot, and you can get items that will increase the drop rate on, like, just like no luck involved. Like, it's just going to go from enemies will drop one item to they're dropping three items now, which increases your odds. So. It's got stuff in there. Like, it's from a mechanical standpoint, yo, it's a Metroidvania that also throws in some DMC to the nth degree. And so it's fun to play. The story is what it is.
Does it get cooler?
Sort of.
Okay.
Sort of, but not like. Yes, it starts to construct a story that sort of makes sense, and it starts to divulge as to who this character is. But at the end of it all, I'm not any more or less interested in what actually was going on with his character as I was at the beginning. So it's like, unlike, say, Bastion, where I just super got invested in those characters, with this one, it was just sort of like, I can see where this is starting to go, but then when they reveal where it's really going, I'm like, oh, that's something I actually haven't heard before, but it's nothing. It's almost a little too reaching.
Gotcha.
Like, it's really reaching for something different. And it's like, it's these two civilizations that are...
Is he a murderer?
Is he a puppy fucker?
Well,
what was it, Brian?
Puppy slut?
Slut puppy.
Slut puppy.
Slut puppy.
Puppy fucker.
Yes and no. I would say...
Oh, gross!
I would say play that...
Nose barfing!
I would say play that game...
Jesus.
To see the weird twist that it has, but it's like I say, it's just
it's deviated septum. You got there. Can't keep anything down.
There's one end that you can see coming, and like it's a 2-part twist, and one part of that twist is like I knew this is where this was going, but the other part of that twist is like I think you're reaching just for a case to just say this is something different, but it's not terrible.
Yeah,
like it serves its purpose.
Is it worth my while to keep playing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. I, much like Transformers, just to simplify things, you might want to turn it on easy.
I already don't find the combat challenging by any means, so is that going to change anything?
No. The only thing, like, at some point I got to the point where the challenging aspect of it was me not turning it to easy because I just wanted to see the end of that game, and the combat starting to ramp itself up only got difficult because I wanted to kill things faster so I could just get through the stage.
Oh, I see.
It's not a matter of they can defeat me.
Yeah.
It's a matter of like...
It's not the challenge. It's just the amount and time that it takes.
It's not that it's hard to get over the hurdle. It's that the hurdle is there.
Okay. I get you.
It's just... It's a thing in my way that I wish I didn't have to deal with.
So how quickly do I want to ingest this story?
Yeah.
Because the gameplay has nothing to do with the telling of it.
The gameplay is fun, but it gets old.
Oh, so Darksiders,
too. Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so juggling things is a ton of fun. And then the thing you would learn pretty quickly, too, is juggling things only works as long as it's actually taking damage. Because I've juggled, like, there is a glitch in that game where you can murder things infinitely. But you'll only get a hit for every time that it's still alive. Once it runs out of hit points, you can keep juggling it, but it's not adding it on to the thing.
Okay.
So that's kind of weird. I don't know. All in all, it's good. It's got stuff in there that you can do. There's tons. Did I do all the side quests? Yep.
Do they do a true tribute to Castlevania, and they're like, is it over 100% for true completion?
No, I don't think
so. Do you have to use the wolf form to walk on the top of the water wall?
Gosh, that is like the best thing ever.
The dumbest thing.
So good. No, they don't do anything crazy like that.
That's dumb.
So you've got your world map, and there's like 10 or so different places on the map, and each one has like treasure completion and map coverage. And the really nice thing is that it fully lays out where all the treasure is. It just is like you're in this section of the map and there is a treasure chest here. You have not found it. So it's like, okay, so I'll just look around in here until I find something. So that's nice. There are 12 companions. I found 9.
Oh, of the indie dudes?
Yeah, there's
don't say specific ones. Don't say.
There's a lot.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what the other 3 are that I don't have. I could make educated guesses as to what they would be.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, why don't you talk about your Slenderman nonsense, and I'm going to go get something that I need.
Oh.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
So, I'm sure Ryan doesn't know what this is, because I didn't know what it was for the longest time, and the way that I found out about it first was rather concerning to me how I found out about this. But, Matt, do you know what Slenderman is? Did you read that article?
I read part of it. I'm kind of sick of the whole games are scary thing.
Yeah, and I thought this would be really interesting for me to play this just for you. Because you don't think games are scary.
Yeah.
Which I still agree where, say, like things like Dead Space and what was the most recent one?
Amnesia?
Oh, yeah, Amnesia.
I still need to go and
play more Amnesia. This game, I will say... Okay, so I'll give the game some backdrop here. There is a guy out there that loves to do Photoshop jobs and inserts into it this very like he'll take like old like vintage images and
yeah.
Photoshop in this really creepy like tall slender man that wears a suit and has tentacles, but he'll put him in like very like hard to see areas in the image, and then it's like so when you sort of like are looking at the image and you come across that picture of like you see this guy like in a playground and it's like what the hell is that sort of thing. So it spawned from that, and it's just this game made by one guy. All it is just throws you into this forested area where you have to find these eight notes that reference Slenderman. The whole while that you're in there in the forest area, Slenderman is out there like in the forest somewhere, and you have a sanity meter sort of. There's no meters on the screen, there's no HUD whatsoever. But it's just you walking around, and if you see him, the only way to do anything about it is just look away from him and try to just move away from that position. If you stare at him for too long or if he gets too close to you, you will go crazy and the game will end. That's it. Like,
great.
But if you get the latest version, it does a really good job of like of dynamically putting him where it's the game is deliberately trying to just get you to do jump scares. Two-thirds of your screen are covered up with blackness because you have this flashlight and you can really only see where the flashlight is pointing.
Okay.
So two-thirds of the screen are covered up, so the whole time you're just like looking at things, and then like you don't want to not look at something because the next time you look away from it, he could be right there. And like when I finished it playing it earlier today, went into this house, like this building structure, and I took a turn into a room and turned to look down the room, and I was like, so he's either going to be there, which it was a dead end, just had a chair in it, and I was like, okay, so as soon as I turn around, he's going to be right there. I turn around, and he's just, like, standing halfway in the doorway, like, peering around, and it's, like, almost nothing I can do, because I tried to turn around to get away from him, but then I got turned around and ended up walking back towards him, and then it got weird. Like, it has jump scare quality to it, and once you get over the jump scare, it's done really quickly. Like okay. it's just like you're pretty much expecting where it's going to happen, and then you expecting where it's going to happen. That's just that tension point where it's just like I know it's going to be here, and then it's not there. It's just like aggravation. It's more aggravation.
It just reminds me of like Blair Witch Project, where like
people
got really into it, and it's like it's really scary and. No, I just don't believe in it.
It's a tension.
Slender Man is real.
It's a tension. I wish. That's basically what this game is.
Why don't you just do like a John Gacy game, like something based on real life? Like, hey, I'm this teenage boy who's locked up on this bed with John Gacy's going to come and kill me. How do I escape? I don't know. There's a video game for you right there. Real life situation that actually about happened.
One of those like escaper kind of games.
Yeah. I'm trying to get away from Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know. Ted Bundy, I'm a woman. Someone help me. This man's trying to...
Great. Yeah,
whatever.
Great.
Do it on real life.
So, I don't know. It's... But the
I'm on Maury, and these are all my babies. I gotta get away. How do I get away from this trap?
The really weird thing about it was, like, you know, well, like a month, almost a solid month before I read that same article that you read, Chelsea just, I was talking about something, and then Chelsea just mentions, have you played this really scary video game called Slenderman? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, there's just apparently this big video game that's like really, really scary. So I started looking into it, and it was just like, how did I not know about this? But it's... Maybe I'll beat it. I probably won't. I got three of the notes, but I just don't know how, like, that game doesn't really change at all from you're in this wooded area, you stay on the open pathways, and that sort of will lead you to a few of them, but then you're going to have to go out into the forest eventually to find them. I don't know. It's
DLC?
No, this is something you have to download from. You go to...
It's a free game.
Yeah,
search that bullshit and you'll find it.
Just Google search the Slenderman game and then you'll go to their official like Slender game website and then it'll show you, like, go to download free and it'll give you a couple of links to a couple of sites that have the game to download for free. I recommend getting version 9.6.
Okay.
9.6.
That's your expert opinion?
Yeah, based on the three different versions I downloaded. Yes.
John, take us to news.
Okay, I'm done talking about my games. Hey, you guys, you want to talk about some
news? Nope. I don't want to talk about anything.
There's, like, no news.
Yep, there's nothing.
There's not a
nothing
lot.
Nothing really happened, yeah.
Kinect dropped to $110. Why?
What a weird number, yeah, right, Matt?
It's like...
Sure, why drop it to $99 when you can drop it to $110? Get more money out of it.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
And not bundle it with a game. That's great. So that was weird. On Live CEO Steve Perlman leaves the company.
Yep, he finally left.
No duh.
Sweet. Now it's Gary Lauder and Charlie Jacobs.
I'm sold. I'll go get a non live account.
Yep.
Just kidding.
New Skyrim DLC.
Yeah, this might be interesting.
Yeah.
New Skyrim DLC is coming out. It's coming out September 4th through the Xbox first. It's called Hearthfire, and it's only 400 Microsoft points. What this addition to your Skyrim world is it's a house-building sim.
Yep.
So you have to buy a plot of land, you put your plot down, you build your house, you put your shit in your house like you want blacksmithery, you put
sky
it in your basement.
Sim.
Yeah, it's
sky
very
sim.
Apt. Yep.
There's no vampires.
Nope.
There might
be. I mean,
they can come in and attack your house. You can adopt a kid.
Sweet.
Which is weird, like a weird mechanic.
But you can't adopt a dog. You can rent a dog.
You can rent a dog.
You can get a steward to take care of your house. So I don't know. Maybe if you could rent a dog from them, I don't know.
I rented a dog, and that was awesome. But
what a weird thing. 400 points for a house-building sim in Skyrim to show only to yourself.
Dude, that was the only thing that had me sort of interested in that DLC, is the fact that I could build a house. Where do you put this house?
You buy a plot of land?
Buy a plot of land.
Wherever you want.
From there, you just...
Anywhere.
Sure, why not?
I'm guessing that you have to put it down... In a grid style location that is deemed acceptable by whatever the plot building script that's running is.
Makes
like
sense.
Right, you can't like put it on an enemy spawn location, or you can't put it at a weird quest locale or something. Like there are probably weird hidden behind the scene rules for it, but that game is huge, and I'm sure if you drop down a house ass house,
could you do more than one house?
Probably.
That I don't know.
Because I could get into that, you know. Buy 3,000 houses.
Oh,
I don't know about 3,000.
Start running them out? Like, start running Skyrim into the ground? Or like, you make the projects of Skyrim?
Right. The economy in this place is going to shit.
So that's really the only news that's happening, I guess, right?
Yeah, I looked at some other stuff before I came over. There's not a lot going on this week.
That's it, man.
More games coming out, though. Get
excited. Sure. Are there?
Well, we're almost in September.
Borderlands 2 is coming in 2 weeks or
and
something.
And then what?
Loot.
You don't need anything else after that.
That's a fair point, but I
disagree.
We're done.
No,
it's all over, man.
October.
We're done.
October, man.
No, like now until the end of September, it's over.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. It's a very morbid way to look at it.
We're all dead.
Okay. Yeah, we really only have until November. No. Okay. Yep. One more Halo
Slender
game
Man
before the apocalypse.
I don't want to play that.
Don't play Slender Man.
Hey, everybody. You know what might liven your spirits?
Some trivia?
Yeah.
Hit me with that trivia, Griff.
Okay, so right now, since everybody is talking about that fantasy football bullshit, I decided to do my trivia fantasy football related.
Oh, no.
Yep. Everybody climb on board, because like my fantasy football is Final Fantasy football related.
Damn it.
Is there tons of Blips ball references in
here? And because I didn't play enough Final Fantasy games to really give a shit about, I decided to make all my trivia Squaresoft trivia.
Okay.
So this will be good for everyone. So
Squaresoft is loosely related to fantasy football.
Mostly, yeah. They're like the NFL of fantasy football in video games.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So, all my trivia will be the name of a fantasy character. So, I will give you a hint describing this character, and you must describe or you must say the character's full name and game that they come from.
Oh, crap.
To win. Now, keep in mind, these are Square games, and they are some of my favorite Square games.
Oh, crap.
Not Square Enix, Square Soft games.
John the Bouncer.
Okay, so there's 10 questions. Ready, set, go on the first one. This character, the preface will always be this character. So this character is a mercenary and self-proclaimed ex-member of Soldier.
John.
John?
Cloud Strife, Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Also Advent Trolls and also
other things.
Dirge of Cerberus.
I don't know if he was a character in that.
Not a playable one, but he was there.
All right. Next up.
Horrible game.
Horrible game.
If you haven't figured out what the rules are, say your name to buzz in. Number two, we have a 17-year-old student at a prestigious military academy for elite mercenaries known as Seeds.
This could be a lot of people.
He wields a gunblade.
Okay, John.
Matt, okay.
Well, this could still be a lot of people. Squall Leonhart.
Yes.
Final Fantasy VIII.
Yes.
Is it Leonhart or Lionheart?
Same thing.
Leonhart.
Or whatever.
But his
L-E-O-N-H...
Oh, okay, I was thinking it was Lionheart for sure.
I did too.
Same thing.
No, he has the ring that he wears is Lionheart.
I thought it was like the Gustav Christopher.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
Do we want to bust out the wiki on this?
No.
Okay, number three. I should also say that some of these descriptions come straight from Wikipedia. Some of these are my own. So here we go. Number three. Once legendary guardian, now unsent, this warrior monk helped defeat Sin twice in his quote-unquote life.
Oh.
Oh.
No, I think I got it wrong.
Well, you haven't said anything yet, Matt.
I don't... Auron?
Yes.
Final Fantasy X.
Yes!
And X-2?
That's one is good enough.
Okay.
And yeah, he was technically in Final Fantasy X-2
really?
As a voice.
As a voice, okay.
As an apparition.
Yeah. I couldn't find the last name on Auron, oddly enough.
That's why I was kind of hung up.
I think they stopped doing last names.
All right. Okay, number four. Raised by King of Baron to reluctantly wield the Dark Sword and command the Red Wings, climbed Mount Ordeals to cleanse his heart.
I forgot.
This is a fantasy character you would draft to your team.
Go ahead, John. I forgot.
Ryan, you're not even... You're just like, I don't even know.
I'm so tired.
Okay.
I think we're all tired.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
No?
No.
Nobody?
No.
Okay. This is...
Secret of Mana.
Oh, Final Fantasy 4/2, Cecil Harvey. The Dark Knight. Okay. Number five. We've got... This one's a little tricky, honestly.
It's tricky.
Because I can't say his last name very well.
Oh.
Heretic son of Barbaneth and half-brother of Dice Dargon Zalbag, killers of his best friend's Delita's sister, Tietra.
Wait, now we're getting somewhere.
He uncovered the conspiracy of the Zodiac Stones and the Ultima Resurrection.
Nah, he lost me.
Nope.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Nothing.
Not even a guess here?
Nope. Something from
Sid.
From
good guess.
There you go. That's a good very guess.
Smart guess. Prove
that. That hits all of them right there. Just gunshot.
Okay. Well, the answer is Final Fantasy Tactics. Ramza Beulov. Beulov is how I always say it, but it's Beulve.
That would explain Beulov. Why I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
game I've never played.
I read that synopsis again recently. It's such a good game.
No,
that's so good. Okay.
Tactics.
Number six. Died protecting his friend after having escaped from imprisonment and genetic experiments. Second owner of the Buster Sword.
John.
Matt.
John is there again.
Final Fantasy VII.
Okay, do you know his last name? Is it, I don't think you will. Matt, do you know his last name?
For the steal?
Okay. No.
Zach.
Think about Clad Strife. It's supposed to be in parallel of his. Or it should be in opposition to Clad Strife.
I don't know.
Zach Fair.
Oh, damn. I see.
Okay. Next one.
I thought you might be going for, like, Final Fantasy Crisis Core.
Number seven. It is Final Fantasy Crisis Core.
Oh.
Yeah. Zach Fair, Final Fantasy Crisis Core.
He's also seven.
Kind of, yeah, but more importantly, Crisis Core. Number seven. After unsuccessfully reassembling his forces, he teams up with the hero to prevent the forced marriage of the hero's love and Booster.
I might know this one.
Okay, I got one more sentence here.
Nope, wait, hold on. Okay, give me that sentence.
He stays for the long haul to recapture his castle.
Hmm. Huh. I was really getting...
Teams up with the hero to prevent the hero's girlfriend's marriage to Booster.
Booster is the person?
Booster is a person in this story, yeah. Ryan, you're just like, no, not even...
I don't get this. I don't get this. No.
All right. No.
I feel like I'm going to be upset, though.
Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars. This is Bowser. Okay.
Oh.
Matt, you're going to have to get these last three to win.
Oh, well, that won't happen, but we'll
try.
Or
Ryan to tie. All right, number eight. A 17-year-old blue-haired boy who slips into an alternate world in which he drowned 10 years before.
Chrono Cross, it's, crap. Crap. Why do I not know this kid's name?
It's been too long since I played this game.
Yeah, right? It's somewhere in my brain. I'm going to be so mad when you say
You're halfway there.
Damn it. I give up.
His body is eventually stolen by the Fate supercomputer agent Lynx.
Yep. Still don't know.
Still don't know.
Starts with an S, maybe?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, crap.
Wow, you're just almost there.
I know. I can feel it in my brain.
Is...
Don't say
Surge.
It.
Surge.
Or Sergey, however you prefer to pronounce that.
Oh, no.
S-E-R-G-E.
This is why I couldn't remember, because this was back in the day when you could rename the main character and screw that name. Yeah.
I think I left the name alone.
No, I changed
that. I was
that
fine
name.
With it.
I changed it. I was a name-changing fool back in the day. Until Titus came along. Or Titus, as the kids like to call
it. I say Titus.
Yeah, Titus is right. The proper way to pronounce that. Name.
Number nine. When confronted with situations that evoked fear and anger, he loses control and succumbs to his alternate personalities.
John, Vincent Valentine, Final Fantasy VII.
No.
What are you talking about?
Very wrong.
How is that not right?
The second part of the clue goes, he is the contact and reincarnation of Abel. No, that doesn't do it for you guys?
I want to say it does, but it
no?
doesn't.
Abel.
What?
Is this Wild Arms 2?
No.
No? Okay. That's what I was thinking
This
of.
Is Xenogears, the main character, Fei Feng Wong.
Never played it.
What?
No, I downloaded it.
What? Yeah. Dude, okay. that description could be Vincent Valentine.
No.
Nah.
Yeah,
no.
He goes all demon mode. It's his limit break. Go demon.
Not when he gets angry or scared.
Sure, why not?
No,
I mean, that's the point of a limit break.
He ain't never scared.
No.
He ain't scared.
Last question, number 10. Born with the name Glenn, he is transformed by the Fiend Lord when he witnesses his friend's death.
Oh, crap.
He wields the Massive Moon and speaks in pseudo-Shakespearean Old English.
Crap. Matt. Oh, damn it.
Well, I want to say Frog.
Damn it.
Which is Chrono Trigger.
Yes, and that would be correct, Matt.
You will accept that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the, what I was looking for.
Okay. I thought he had another name.
Nope.
But...
Frog.
Yep. You got it, buddy.
Frog.
Yay.
Damn it. I knew it.
Yeah. Well, you still won, John.
Yeah, got that one, John.
Three to two.
Ah, rough. Rough.
Well, that's it.
That's it. We had no emails or Facebookies or anything
no,
like that.
No, I don't know.
Facebookies.
Man, I'm tired.
Sometimes we get stuff on Facebook. If you would like to email us or catch us on the Facebooks, it's Boss Barrel for the Facebook and bbr@bossbarrel.com. You can find Griff at Griff Hoffman on the Twitters.
Tastes like chicken.
You're not going to find Ryan or Matt on the... Well, Ryan, do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, he does.
I don't know what it is, though.
You're not going to find Ryan on the Twitter, so he's not tweeting nothing.
You can find Ryan, but Ryan won't find you yep. on the Twitter. Yep.
You can follow me on the Twitters at JW Stanhope, and that's going to do it for another awesome episode of Boss Barrel Radio.